This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. In a moment, a gym that wants to charge you more the less you go. But first, All Things Considered host Sasha Pfeiffer is here to tell us what's coming up at the top of the hour. Hi there, Sasha.
Hi, Meghna. How are you doing? We're going to hear what voters and business leaders want to hear in tonight's State of the Union address. We're going to hear about the future of the Marine Corps. And we're going to have a chat about Oscar nomination surprises. Then I'm going to call the second hour the food hour. You'll find out why.
Thanks so much, Sasha. Some businesses will pay you to work out and stay in shape. The basic idea is that if you're working out, you're healthy, and therefore you cost your boss less money in healthcare costs. Well, a couple of Harvard grads have gone one step further. They have agreed to take your money if you don't work out. That's right, you pay them for being lazy. It's called Gym Pact, and co-founder Jeff Oberhofer explains how it works.
The concept's pretty simple. Normally when people buy gym memberships, they get really excited at the beginning. They think they're going to go, you know, 3 times a week for an entire month. They pay a lot of money up front, and then they end up going 3 times the first week and dropping off. What we do is we offer a slight discount on the gym memberships to get people in more easily, and then we have the members commit to going a certain number of days per week. If they fail to meet their commitment, they receive a monetary penalty for each day under their commitment that they fail to go.
And how much is the penalty?
It's a minimum of $10 per day below commitment. But you know, if people want extra motivation, they are welcome to raise their commitment fee.
Okay, so you're actually taking people's money for not going to the gym.
Yes. I mean, more or less. We don't have that money flow into our profits. It actually goes towards our operating costs and towards the financial aid fund. But what we find is it actually helps people sort of get more out of their memberships. You don't get charged if you do go to the gym. So if you're, you know, going 16 times on a membership instead of 3, you're getting a lot more for your money.
Okay. So, but you're not actually giving people their money back if they go more.
No.
Okay. No. Well, I mean, do you think, would people ever actually agree to this?
Well, 20 already have, and from what we can tell, they're pretty satisfied. We actually don't end up charging a lot of people. We had a trial in October. I would say we charged about 3 people out of the 15 in that trial. In this current month-long thing, we have 20 members. I would say we've charged a few more than that. But still, the majority of people don't ever pay a commitment fee. They just go to the gym more.
Okay, so it seems like using monetary motivation is working better than any New Year's resolution might be working.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, the New Year's resolution, you know, you're your own master, so you can grant yourself an exemption once in a while.
All right, so you're a recent Harvard grad, but not an actual gym owner.
No.
So where is this happening, and how are you making it work?
Right now, we've negotiated sort of a group deal with a Planet Fitness in the area. So our members get slightly lower rates, and they just check in and check out when they go to the gym. And I have to clarify that we're not actually affiliated with Planet Fitness. But we like to operate, instead of owning our own gyms, we like to sort of bring in members to other gyms in the area just to give them a choice of where they can fill out their commitment.
Okay. Where did the inspiration for this idea come from?
Well, my business partner, Yifan, was actually taking a behavioral economics course, and they had discussed in the course a lot of topics like how people sort of value consequences in the future, like poor health, a lot less than they should. They value the immediate inconvenience of, you know, putting on shorts and going into the gym more. So we kind of came up with this penalty scheme, which sort of makes, you know, the consequences of not going to the gym more real and upfront and gets people to go.
And so how is it going so far? How is Gym Pact working? Are you making money?
Well, on this first round, we had a little bit of a different system. We actually gave members free memberships in exchange for adopting a commitment. What we found was the commitment that they had to adopt, which was going 4 days a week, was a little too inflexible. A lot of people would, you know, rather commit to going 1 day or 2 days a week. Which sort of matches their schedule better. But, yeah, we broke even on the first month.
A little earlier you mentioned that you have a nonprofit aspect to this business plan.
Yeah, we never want to profit from people's failures. You know, so we agreed at the beginning that any money made from commitment fees is only going to go towards operating costs and any theoretical profit we would make on that will go straight towards a financial aid fund, which will help pay for gym memberships for those who can't afford them.
Do you know if a gym-packed-type program exists anywhere else in the country?
You know, we've done our research, and there's nothing we found that actually, you know, gets people to commit to this and has some way of enforcing the commitment. So, as far as I know, no.
Do you, in looking for at your long-term business plan, would you consider perhaps trying to work with insurance companies? Because a lot of health insurance companies, they try to incentivize people to go to the gym by giving them a rebate or something to that effect.
I'm going to give a little half smile here and say we've thought about it for sure. And that's all I can say right now.
Okay. And I got to ask you, do you go to the gym?
Yes.
And how many times a week do you go?
4. That's my commitment level.
So you're in the gym-packed plan.
Yes, I'm in the gym-packed plan.
And have you been maintaining your 4 times a week?
I did get fined in October. My business partner is a pretty harsh taskmaster, so it was a real fine.
Well, what happened?
I had a busy work week. I put it off until Wednesday, and suddenly I had to go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Made it the first 3 days, and then Sunday I slept in.
Real life set in, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jeff Oberhofer, along with his partner, Yifan Zhang, co-founded Gym Packed. Jeff Oberhofer, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Boston.
You're welcome, and it's been a pleasure. Go on, take the
money and run. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.